Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I was on the phone with an old friend back home, talking shit and laughing like we used to. Man, how'd you pay your rent with that crooked government? What you all been up to since high school? I heard that David joined the Navy. Little Joe's on wife number three. I'm just wondering what in God's name happened to those good old bad times. Girls with tan lines, young and wild and free. Lord, they sound so good to me.
All right, as we try to work out some of the bugs on our new board, Jackie Green in studio, The Modern Lives, Volume 2. Good to see you, Jackie.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for bringing your guitar.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This half of the show is brought to you by Stamps.com. Enter Adam and LifeLock. You can go to LifeLock.com and enter Adam as well. Jackie, singer-songwriter, played with the Black Crowes, who I love, and Phil Lesh of Grateful Dead. And how does that work? Well, by the way, is anyone getting along from the Black Crowes?
I was with them for 1 year, and I think there's a lot of mythology that surrounds that band, and I think a lot of it's probably true, but I have to say that in the 2013 tour that we did, it was fine, man. Everybody was happy, you know. We played great shows. And, you know, between Chris and Rich, it's like that's a brother thing, man. That's like that's deeper than what tabloids could possibly say, you know. So I don't know. Like, I have no idea what their inner workings are, but, you know, I love
they got along for that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. You know, and but it's not a secret, so I'm not talking out of school. But, you know, there was a moment on that tour when their father passed away. And, you know, they were able to be there for their father. And they, you know, shared moments and they were consoling each other. And they were, you know, it was a very human thing. And those are the two guys that I know, you know. It's not this bullshit, you know, one guy says this and the other guy says that. And they're fighting in the media and all that stuff. It's a lot of that's just, you know, it's clickbait.
Like with Oasis, right, Brian?
Well, I don't know if they're as bad. I don't know if they're ever as bad as Oasis.
They tour together.
Legendary.
Yeah. I mean, but it's, you know, they're every bit older now. People have kids. It's like, you know.
Well, Oasis is sort of like the soccer hooligan version of the Robinson Brothers. Like, they've just amped it up to the next level.
So. Yeah, they do it on stage. Yeah, they knock each other out on stage.
You know? That goes along with that.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it was good. Like, the tour was awesome. Like, the shows were great. I had a great time. And, you know, me being a generation younger than all those guys, it's like, it was just fun for me to just get out there and play with a loud-ass rock and roll band, you know?
Now, we're going to try a song. And I say try because we got a new board. We're going to see what it sounds like. And you got to make sure it sounds okay to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I get it. If it's not sounding right, by all means, stop or reboot or we'll figure it out. Clean it up in post or whatever they say. We know the album. The album is The Modern Lives 2, and it's the website, Jackie Green with a E on the end, .com. Do most people do Green with the E on the end?
It feels like 50-50.
Is it 50-50?
This one does.
That one does.
That's what matters.
And you can go there for dates and information for Jackie. What song are we going to hear?
Let's do Crazy Comes Easy.
All right.
All right.
My
what a smile she had. Bet you never thought he could ever hurt you this bad. Pride, she cut a hole in your pride. What's a man got to do to keep a woman satisfied?
Trophy wife, I want you there.
That's funny. That's guitar. What Chris. That's what Chris used to call me in the band, the trophy wife. I was the young guy in the band, the young hot shit guitar player. He said, "This is our trophy wife."
It's so funny that I had that stupid thought. Awesome. While you're playing, you're interesting how the mind works.
That's great. I always love that.
Songs like those. Did you ever wonder why you sold so many records in the Bay Area but never had anyone attend your concert?
Hey. Yeah. But he's not. It's not untrue.
Uh-huh. Again, Jackie, IE at the end there, and then Green with an E on the end. .com is where you go for shows and tour dates and all that good stuff. Let me do Stamps, and then Jackie, you hang out, and we'll do some news together.
Right.
Stamps.com these days. You can get everything on demand, like our show. How about you get postage on demand with Stamps.com? Buy and print official U.S. postage, any letter or package with your computer and printer. Then the mail carrier just picks it up. Just click print, mail, and you are done. We use it here, and right now, use the code Adam for up to $55 in free postage and a digital scale and a 4-week trial. It's all at stamps.com. Stamps.com, before you do anything else, click on the microphone, top of the homepage, type in Adam, that is stamps.com. We use it here. We send out all our stuff with stamps.com. The digital scale hooks right up to your computer, prints out the exact amount you need, and you attach that right from your printer right onto your package and hand it to your mail carrier. Stamps.com, before you do anything else, hit the microphone, top of the homepage, type in Adam, stamps.com, enter Adam. All right, let's take a quickie break. We'll come back with Jackie and Gina and the news right after this.
Hey, ghouls and gals, if you're in Vegas for Halloween weekend, then be sure to join us for costume karaoke.
at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. Hang with Lynette Carolla and AJ Benza for a meet and greet from 7:30 to 9, October 27th. Then get ready for a karaoke contest fueled by a haunting amount of mangria and endless rant, judged by AJ and Lynette. So join Carolla Drinks, AJ Benza, and Lynette Carolla for costume karaoke, Saturday, October 27th at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. More info at adamcarolla.com. No ticket necessary. Just show up and drink.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly, Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, a lot of hurricane news, and it's been very scary and very devastating for a lot of people. But I have a story specifically for the carpenter in you, Adam. I don't know if you've seen this house, but I think you'll be amazed. Fox News reports that in a beachside neighborhood.
Did you see? The one that three pigs ended up in? Because the one guy?
It could have been.
First one had built this out of straw.
Yeah. The second one
out of marzipan.
Marzipan, yeah.
And then the third one made us out of brick.
Yeah, he was the one with brick and mortar guy. So this was Hurricane Michael, devastated parts of Florida. This was Mexico Beach, Florida. Mm. It turned homes everywhere into absolute rubble, but one home still standing after the storm. They call this house the Sand Palace. It had some damage. The building's ground floor was completely wiped
away.
Good
name for GSV.
Yeah. And there was some water damage from missing windows. But being constructed of on 40-foot pilings, you see those big big stilts down there.
Yes.
It helped the structure withstand the worst of the storm surge, which leveled the entire block around it. We have pictures of the absolute devastation.
Stuff's been washed away everywhere.
Exactly. They didn't say how much they spent to make this storm ready, but that was the purpose of this house, to make it storm ready for the big one. The public records show that they reinforced with steel cables and rebar. That was about $400,000. And now they're using the home as sort of a staging area for search and rescue and for camera crews. And it's the only thing left for, blocks and blocks.
Jackie, are you a pylon man, a caisson man, or a pilaster man?
I mean, being a magician. I have no idea.
He's being humble.
I think the pylon is driven into the ground. I think the caisson is drilled into the ground and then filled up with concrete.
Okay.
So like the caisson, big drill bit.
Uh-huh.
You ever see a caisson rig, giant drill bit on a truck?
All the time.
Goes right down, drills a big old hole, then drops a cage of rebar in the hole, not touching the edge. If the hole is 2 foot around, then the rebar cage like 16 inches around, then you suspend it, then you pump concrete into it and create this giant filled concrete hole.
How do you do that on sand?
They drove... Not here. We would dig caissons and we would go into like bedrock, X amount into bedrock on our hill houses. They would then drive pilasters or pylons. I probably, you know what a pile driver is? Mm-hmm. Brian knows from wrestling.
Put the guy up to your legs and you'll be able to fall on your butt. Yeah.
Yeah, but a pilaster, Gotta look that up.
Oh, that's
up.
Where you put him in a fireman's hole and spin around and throw him from the top rope.
Yes. I'll accept that. Pilaster may be like a grade beam, Maxipata.
All right. Yeah, we're pulling up some pictures.
We'll figure it out. So this guy.
This is amazing.
Drove. This guy had a had the pile driver and drove the
40
piles.
Feet.
Piles, which are made in advance and driven into the ground versus filled
that
with
makes
concrete.
More sense.
Yes.
Does this help at all?
Let's see. I got a caisson.
So many kinds.
We got a pile.
I don't like that friction pile.
No, I'm definitely number one.
Yeah. Look up Pilaster.
Pilaster? Right.
Thank you. All right. Continue.
All right.
Wait, what are we talking about again?
Nothing. Building.
Awesome houses.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on while they look for that. Big Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson news. We didn't think it would last.
Oh, man. I'm all about this.
Sad stuff. Ariana recently reported that she's splitting from fiancé Pete Davidson. This was over the weekend, according to TMZ. Davidson immediately deactivated his social media. Out of courtesy, Ariana did give back the $100,000 diamond engagement ring. One of Grande's team members confirmed, quote, "It's not shocking to anyone. It was way too much too soon."
Oh,
Ariana.
He could kill himself.
How old are these people?
He struggles with some stuff.
They're all trophy wives. If you started a band, you would call Pete and Ariana your trophy wives.
How old are both of them?
25. She's 25. And yeah.
They probably made a good move then. Yeah. Wait a little bit.
She canceled the charity
event. I think he's going to be devastated. I feel like he built his life
around
this.
Well, he was joking about this on Stern days before.
Yeah.
He was saying, how could she still stay with me? Yeah.
Easy to joke about then. Although by your logic, which makes a lot of sense, he is now elevated into a higher class in the eyes of, I would say, most women.
Because, oh, yeah.
Because he got Ariana.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is the best thing.
You are the company you swim with.
And we know he does a charming engagement or proposal at Disneyland.
Let me explain the difference here. Ted Danson, who was banging Whoopi Goldberg
Ted
back
then?
Ted Danson.
All right.
Supposedly.
All right. That doesn't get our dick any closer to Whoopi Goldberg's.
Whoopi Goldberg's dick?
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. You know what? I probably didn't describe that clearly.
Dude, I'm messing with you.
I know. That doesn't...
That's not on you, Jack.
See, as dudes, we don't go, Ted's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Right. It's fucking her.
Yeah.
I should want to fuck her
that.
Then.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
I hadn't previously considered it, but now she's with Ted.
Or good-looking dude. Right. It doesn't. It doesn't work that way. But Lyle Lovett probably pounded some sweet tail back in the day because
he's
he was
still living
word.
Off that.
Yeah, Julia.
So
yeah.
It works that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So Pete will be able to take this to the pussy bank and fucking make a withdrawal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, she should be saying to him, "You're welcome.
I'm doing you a favor.
I'm doing your favor."
Elevated
your
profile.
Yeah, it's like you bought a treasury bond and it's about to mature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it's you now for at least a decade get to bang chicks that are way hotter than you because I set a precedent, which is, again, didn't get Whoopi Goldberg any of the thunder from down under when she was done
the Chippendales
with
Ted,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's the way we work.
But I wonder how much of this has to do with all the prenup, postnup talk. Because remember we talked about Bieber and he didn't want one and everyone's freaking out. And then we said, well, Ariana, she's absolutely getting one. So who got in her ear when it was time to sign that paperwork and say, what are you doing? Are you really going
to
do this?
Is that enough to end an engagement?
Who knows? I'm speculating.
The thing about dudes who are crazy... And chicks who are crazy is it's fun. It's like a weekend pass at amusement park. But at some point, you think about moving into the Matterhorn or moving into the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
and you're like,
on.
I don't want to eat cotton candy and hear people screaming, get splashed. And people go, but it's great, right? And you go, yeah, well, it's great.
For
like
an hour.
Like a weekend pass. But it's not a full-time thing. I think people start realizing that nuts is super spontaneous. The sex is great. Like everything's fun at the beginning. And then when it goes full time, nuts.
Yeah, and every dude goes too. That we all have had a girlfriend who's been crazy.
Sure.
Right? And it's great.
What was the title of your last song that you just played?
Yeah, but that's just a song, man. I'm talking about real life. You know?
It's not based on anything.
You know what I mean? Like everybody's had a crazy girlfriend or something like that, or boyfriend, and it's fun for a little while. But you're right. You get to a certain age. I'm not saying they're of that certain age, but you want to move in. You want to, you know.
Get serious.
I'm married now. I have a little girl. So it's like those philandering days are gone, but they existed, and you grow up, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I guess you have opportunities when you're in a band. really yeah, well, good at the guitar.
A young trophy
the
band.
Yeah, you're the trophy wife for the yeah. Black Crowes. All right, well, Pete should be on suicide watch, man, because he's not gonna be happy.
I also wonder if you know if this is a manic depressive issue. If when you're manic, you're up, you're feeling good, you sweep everyone up with you in that like sort of fun tornado, and then when you drop hard. And I don't know if maybe she's never seen that come down. Who knows?
All right, definition of a pilaster.
So pilasters don't really look more like the foundation of a caisson or a pile. It looks like you put it up against a wall, and it kind of holds the wall up.
Formed,
like a column.
Formed in place. Yeah, I didn't think. I'm not saying it's the same thing.
I okay.
Said, what's the difference between a?
Oh yeah. Well,
what is a pilaster? Not it is the same as okay. a pylon. So it's got the word pile in it.
Yeah. There we go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There we go.
Just thinking about foundations. That's all. And retaining earth. Well, you guys retain some knowledge.
Typical comedy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Brian, I do have a Germany or Florida right now.
Oh, hold on mm-hmm. a second. Yeah, let's get that ready.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right, time to play along.
That's my fault. We talked about this before.
Yeah, we sure did. Would you like me to do a different story first?
No, everything's changed. Oh, right. Here we go. That's right.
Which godforsaken land is this fucked up story from? Let's play Germany or Florida.
All right, here we go. A 22-year-old was arrested for allegedly pelting his mother with sausages inside the kitchen of their residence. The man allegedly battered his 41-year-old mother after asking her to make him food. The mother, the victim, agreed to prepare the meal but needed her son to wait a little bit because she was busy. So the unemployed son became angry when asked to wait, began throwing the remaining sausages at his mother, one striking her directly in the eye.
Remember Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers?
Mom!
Yeah. Some pancakes!
Yep, this is this.
Some flapjacks!
How funny was that scene?
That was a great cameo. Great. Yeah.
I love that
cameo
movie.
Cameo and a half.
I love the football scene.
It's a great movie.
It's a comedy. Super funny fucking movie.
Yep.
All right, sorry.
I love that movie.
He also allegedly pushed...
Sack. Played by Bradley Cooper. Sack. Not yeah. Zach.
Do you know
Sack.
What kind of sausage...
Oh, yeah. I can't say.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's going to give
that
it away,
give
right?
it away, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He allegedly pushed his mother backwards, placed his hands around her neck. During questioning, he claimed that his mother walked up and bumped him while he was eating and stated that's when he got mad, so he threw the remaining sausages at her. He contended that he had done nothing wrong, adding that he would not have tossed the sausages if his mother had would have said she was sorry. He'd been locked up now and ordered to stay at least 500 feet from his mother.
Toss the sausages definitely sounds like a gay
yeah.
euphemism
for something.
They're tossing sausages in the kitchen.
Now, this could be anywhere. I mean, it could be Germany or Florida because, of course, Germany's sausage central. But, you know, sausage is not exactly exotic.
Who doesn't love sausage?
Out here. Jackie, you got a thought? Germany or Florida?
I'm going to go Germany.
Mm-hmm. Gina?
I don't
she
have
knows
a thought.
The story.
Oh, sorry, stupid. I didn't know if someone was going. I didn't know if Dawson was going to reveal it or not. But that's dumb. Yes,
the
go
sausage
ahead.
Thing is is leading the way towards Germany. The unemployed son, you know, conflict in the kitchen with the mom feels Floridian.
Yeah, it feels white trashy.
Yeah,
to
that's
me.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go Florida as well.
I'm going Germany because Gina is not willing to go with the name of the sausages. It makes me think some sort of Bavarian bratwurst.
Sort of a kielbasa.
Mm-hmm.
Was there sauerkraut involved?
I'm not saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
German.
Right. How old was this? How old?
22-year-old son, 41-year-old mother.
See, that might be a
19-year-old.
I said that in the story.
Like a badly behaved... He lives at home, 20?
And she was 19 when she had him.
Are we asking too many questions?
You're asking a lot of questions.
Well, we've already locked in.
All right,
we've
so
got
two Germanys and a Florida.
And one Florida.
This victim and the assaulting son reside in Florida.
Wow. Thank you.
You picked up on the right cues, the unemployment.
When you,
quick to anger.
When you said if you gave away the sausage, you would give it away. They were Jimmy Dean's, weren't they?
Obviously. Johnsonville. Mm-hmm.
So it's a two-way street with the sausage reveal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, we have some hot auction talk lately, and I got one for you. A handwritten letter in which Nobel physicist Albert Einstein took issue with the concept of religion and his own Jewish faith is going up for auction in New York. I'm not actually going to tell you how much it's expected to fetch, if you'd like to guess, but Christie's auctioneer said that the so-called God letter written by Einstein in 1954 would be placed on exhibit in San Francisco and in New York ahead of the December 4th auction. It's a page and a half. It's written in German. It's regarded as a key manuscript in the debate over science.
Germany.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It's Einstein's clearest statement of his views on the universe, the search for meaning. I have a quote from it. This is probably the one that's most interesting to people. It says, "The word God is for me nothing but the expression and product of human weaknesses. The Bible, a collection of venerable but still rather primitive legends. No interpretation, no matter how subtle, can for me change anything about this." And this is going up for auction, and I know what it's expected to fetch. What do you think?
So you have, do you have a range or do you have an exact number?
No, it's expected to fetch up to and this number.
Do you remember the Simpsons episode where Homer got super smart? Because remember he had the crayon taken out of his nose and became super smart, but he was befuddled by the world, so befuddled by its paradoxes, how dumb people can, you know, or how smart people can do dumb things or believe dumb things, that he actually had the crayon reinserted up into his nose so he could be dumb Homer again.
Right.
This is like, reminds me of like poor Albert Einstein. It's like you get to a certain point and you're like, I'm too smart. Like, none of this makes sense to me. You know, I feel bad. I feel bad for people who are too smart.
It doesn't. It's almost like having too keen a sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
You just smell other guys' assholes all day when you're walking
breath,
through a mall.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a thing. Yes, there is a thing about. I jokingly say don't become very successful, especially in this day and age. You just get sued and you get taxed and then everyone just calls you an asshole and wants to know why you're not paying your fair share, even though you pay 25 times as much as everyone around you. And they want to like borrow shit and no one really cares about anything anymore. They're like, oh, you're going to afford $8,000. Like, what's a big whoop? Like, it's just a weird, it's not worth it. It's not worth it being super smart. It's not worth it being super successful. Now, ultra successful, good. Just go hang out with David Geffen on a yacht somewhere and never have to deal with it. It's day-to-day successful where it really
mere
really
millionaires, I mean, that's for the birds.
They got all the problems.
That's all the problems. So, you do wonder if a guy like Einstein was sort of punished by the general. Also, like, when you're bright and you just go into businesses and you see how they conduct their business, or you see how people work, or you see how Mike August answers emails or something like that, when you're smart, you kind of go nuts, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, but how much? But how much?
A handwritten letter from Einstein, controversially.
Yeah. Isn't this thing online somewhere?
No, we're guessing.
Can you just read it?
Oh, I see.
If you speak German.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do.
Google Translate.
You can just look at the Hope Diamond or catch a glimpse at a Fabergé egg.
I get the idea of wanting to own the artifact, but as far as the information that's contained in that artifact, you could get the information.
Yeah, it's like,
true.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah. You
so the question is, how much
secret
is...
catalog? Or you could
absolutely
bang an angel.
Now we're talking.
All right. We know a little about this stuff, but this one's tough.
Yeah, I don't know what to compare it to.
It's just a piece of paper.
Some are weird because some. Are surprisingly low and surprisingly high. So everyone run write down a number, Jack? You want to write down a number?
I got it in
you
my
think
head.
It.
I'll think it.
Okay. Okay. I got it. 40K.
Oh. About 50 at the last time.
I was thinking 52, and I just realized I'm always too hot with this stuff.
Jackie?
200K.
Ooh.
Jackie is by far the closest, and yet not close at all.
Wow.
They are expecting this to fetch up to $1.5 million.
Wow. Let's not be a lot of Einstein
stuff.
Wait
a minute. How many pages is it again?
1.5.
Oh, my God.
He did a lot of academic work, but like stuff in like, you know.
Double spaced?
Theological realm. I doubt he weighed in on too. I never heard him talk about this before, so I can see it being a rare.
Rare find.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, speaking of money, New York, known for their pizza, obviously, but some places can't help but get in on that giant novelty food monstrosity craze. And turns out that $2,000 can buy you a 40-pound cheeseburger pizza at one of Champion Pizza's 7 locations. I'll give you a little taste of that while I read this.
I don't know.
The pizza consists of 5 layers of meat, cheese, lettuce, onions, tomato, ketchup, and pepperoni. The pie is so large, it takes at least 2 people to hold and has to be split in half to even fit in the oven. All proceeds for the cheeseburger pizza, they go to those who are affected by
PETA.
Hurricane Florence and PETA
ironically.
In North Carolina. But you have to call ahead because it takes a while to make people.
This has got to be miserable for animals because here's what's going on in the animal department. We're procreating. So, you know, this country used to have 250 million people in it, I don't know, 25 years ago. Now it's got 325 or whatever. So we're growing in numbers. Mm-hmm. We're growing in size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now poor people are super fat, too. Everyone's fat. Mm-hmm. And all they try to do to satisfy us is take more animals and pile them on top of more animals in a new order, in a new fashion.
Yeah, just for fun.
And I don't know, like, I get that some people are going vegan and all that kind of stuff, but the more people we have, the dumber the people we have, the more they like pepperoni on top of the sausage, with the sausage on top of the meatballs, and then the link sausage in the crust, so it's an unbroken link chain of sausage that's been baked in the crust. Like, poor animals.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I had to say. You made a noise like you had a follow-up.
No, it gets worse and worse because we get bigger and bigger. And like, it's like the cow. It's like, we need more milk for this pizza. And when you're done, we're going to slaughter you. So we can fill the pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need the cheese. And then we got to kill you. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And people are going to throw that away anyway because who can eat it? So Justin
Although, not bad if you're a chinchilla. Because as long as you're one of those animals that you don't eat, that we used to just breed for their fur, now you're going to get ink thrown on you if you go to an opening wearing a fur coat.
Yeah.
So who was being slaughtered back then? Fur seals and snow seals and chinchillas. Yeah, it's a good sable.
Mink, stole,
Right.
I was thinking that an animal's loss is really morning show's gain. Like the morning news, like someone's got to go out there and cover this thing and try and eat it. You know, it's like that's a must-see TV.
Yeah,
but are you going to eat that pizza burger?
You got to at least pretend, or at least take a bite. Right.
Yeah,
I'm sort of over the crazy novelty stacking of food.
It's not going anywhere.
You got to do something like, I'll see you back in the studio in about 2 hours. No!
Justin Timberlake may be getting into the game show business. According to Bloomberg News, JT is in talks to bring a short-form competition to the online startup Quibi.
Quiet.
The billion-dollar startup run by former DreamWorks guru Jeffrey Katzenberg plans to create 10-minute shows for the short attention span device users. And some other big names could also be signing on, including Kobe Bryant and Guillermo del Toro, to do the same thing. I don't know if you're familiar. You guys, are you familiar with HQ, that game? It's like at 6 o'clock every night, and you just jump on, and it's a trivia game, and people keep – all over the world, you get knocked out.
And you get money, right?
Yeah, but you got to split it. So $25,000 and
my little brother knows this game. He was telling me about it the other day. Okay.
It's huge. It is global. It's insane. So
For adults.
For anyone with an app.
General trivia.
Yeah, but like the kids are all playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
This is HQ, like, is in headquarters?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it stands for. But it's HQ Trivia. So I think that people are seeing, like, this is kind of a big deal. And the guy that hosts this is all of a sudden a huge deal. And now people want to get in on that. So maybe Justin Timberlake's going to be the next trivia guy. It's live, and it, you know, beams right into your phone. I sound like an old person.
I just miss Street Fighter 2, man.
Yeah. Oh, you know, as the voice of Rose in Street Fighter 4.
Really?
Yeah. Just FYI.
Oh, wow.
We can move on.
Can we hang out later?
Sure.
Who hosted it?
Kimmel's hosted HQ before.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. I've played once, and he was the guy.
Yeah, they do guest hosts now.
Yeah.
How's the host work?
It's all live, so they just give you the question. They give you like three or four multiple choice answers, and then they wait for everybody to lock it in, and then just say the answer. And then
they'll tell you how many people.
How many people got it wrong, and then who's out. And if you get one wrong, you're out. You have to get like 12 in a row to get money.
Give us one HQ question. We'll see if we can answer it.
Let me find one.
Do you have the app on your phone, Chris? Because I don't.
All right, Gina, look. I'll buy some time with LifeLock. Strong cybersecurity has layers of protection spread across computers, networks, and programs, and relies not only on technology but also on making smart choices. Keep your software updated and stay informed on cyber safety. Consumers also need cybersecurity to help protect their digital lives in today's connected world. It just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Criminals are lazy. They want to steal your identity. They'd rather not break in your house and get cut by glass or get bit by a dog. They'd rather do it online. It's easy. Do it from their own computer in their own home. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats your identity, and devices you may not easily see or may not be able to easily fix on your own. It is the best. It's LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That's promo code Adam. Terms apply.
All right. I hope it's some question that has to do with pilasters, grade beams, pylons.
Sometimes it is. They really
as you get to question 8 and 9, do you have any sample questions? Because the app doesn't have
I got some. So this is a question 7. Anna Wintour is famous for sporting what kind of hairstyle? Pixie, bob, or top knot?
Bob.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Who's she?
Vogue? And,
the head of
Vogue.
And they do it so fast you can't Google it.
I'd never be able to do playing this game.
And they're just random. I mean, it could be about construction.
Yeah, the same game. It's like, which of these Pokemon characters was not a gym
See,
girl.
I won't get that.
None of this is in your wheelhouse.
I'm out. I'm going back to Fortnite.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't play Fortnite, but I do like to walk into my son's room every 20 minutes when he plays Fortnite and goes, you want me to get on that mic?
No.
And he goes, no. And I go, I'll get on the mic. And he'll go, no. And then he goes, I go, seriously, just say the word. I don't know. It's kind of fun fucking with kids.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
When they take something very seriously that is not serious at all, that's fun.
Right. All right. Let's do one more, Jennifer.
All right. Well, here's a little more game show news. Nick Cannon, he's taken his talents to late night. He's supposed to be hosting a weekly topical late night series. And he's also doubling down. There's another show Fox viewers will soon become familiar with. He's hosting and executive producing the upcoming celebrity competition series called The Masked Singer.
Is he still wearing that turban?
The turban. I don't know. The last time I saw him, he had the turban on.
He's wearing it.
Super into it.
I can't tell whether he wants us to wear the turban or that's his thing.
I think it's his thing, and he wants us to like that he wears it. Okay. I don't think we're supposed to wear it.
Okay.
Do you want to know how you play The Masked Singer?
Yes.
That's please. The new one. Mm-hmm. So it's a head-to-toe costume and face mask, which conceals the identities from other contestants, panelists, and audience. 12 celebrities will appear and compete on the show, with one singer eliminated each week. Their true identity revealed alongside their elimination. Small hints revealing their identity will be given to viewers during the show, while panelists like Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger, and Robin Thicke will play detective.
And these are not singers. These are
They're celebrities.
So it's like a burqa for the
and like a chicken costume or whatever you're into.
All right.
And you get eliminated. I think this might be a new vehicle for you, Adam.
Far out.
Yeah. Why do we? There's too much entertainment going on out there. We don't need to be. We don't need this much entertainment.
Somebody had to say.
Shut it down, everyone.
We just don't. We just don't. Like I feel like at some point you got to go full Andy Griffin. You got to skip rocks. And
Griffith.
And Griffith, sorry, not Griffin. Griffin
build
and Andy
tree
Griffith.
Forts.
Yeah, like kind of get out there
slingshots.
And see how many times you can skip a stone on a pond. It's something other than just you guys do that for me while I watch.
While I judge.
And I'm going to eat this pizza that's 9 inches thick because it's made out of 5 cows. It's got ketchup on it. It's crazy.
It's
all the forms of entertainment, 10-minute short form, long form, quick form. It's like it's just never. Katzenberg's raised $1 billion, giving all Justin Bieber's doing a game show
and Guillermo del Toro.
It's just I can't keep up with any of it. Yeah. And also, everyone seems to know about it. Like everyone will go to me like, "Hey, you know that guy who eats the hot wings while he's interviewing? People eat the hot wings, and then they answer the question, then interview, then they eat more hot wings." And I go, "No." And then everyone in the room goes, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah." And it's like,
huge.
Look, I don't know. I guess it's an age thing, but I feel like, I don't know. You're supposed to take a walk every once in a while.
Be nice.
Get off that device.
It's a wild thought.
Decouple or something from the internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not making people happy.
I don't think so.
It's just shortening up everyone's attention span.
To 10-minute videos that you can watch on your phone.
Everyone's a little bit agitated.
Yep, irritable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have unboxing videos.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
I am so fascinated with the idea that somebody would watch that.
What's an unboxing video?
An unboxing video is a video on YouTube where kids will open up whatever it is, the new iPhone or the new
toy.
I wish it was just
kids.
They
get millions of views of it's not just kids, but
opening things,
people opening
or whatever.
Products,
right.
Whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. And it's just like you're supposed to be like mesmerized by somebody else opening this toy.
Yeah, aren't there millions and millions of viewers? There's a woman
opens. Yeah,
it's a huge thing.
Yeah, there's a woman who opens little, I don't know, like Cadbury eggs or something for kids, and they're glued to it.
Really?
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
You don't have it.
So bizarre.
You're just watching somebody else have it.
Yeah.
Target
calls. But if you think about it, that's kind of like what social media is.
That's
it's
true.
Like it's people putting out
Yeah. My life is better than your life, and here's why.
And I can prove it.
And I can prove it. And people, we watch that like, you know, like flies on shit. We just go right to that.
I wonder if not being able to read has served me well. Because when I was a kid, a lot of other kids were into like collecting baseball cards or comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just look at Spider-Man swinging, kicking someone in the face, or a baseball card or a football card, any sports, with all the stats and the numbers and everything on the back. And I would kind of look at it as like, well, why are we reading about it? Why aren't we outside doing it? Like, why aren't we attempting to all grab a rope and tie it to the garage and we'll try to swing off and you get in your pajamas and we'll do like a Spider-Man move. Right. Like I wanted to go do everything. It felt weird to just look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I guess people are being satiated by looking at other people doing it. Ooh,
I mean, look at the esports phenomenon.
Yeah, the esports.
That's insane. They have. I guess what is in China or something. They have like hundreds of thousands of people watching people play sporting, you know, Madden or something
like
that.
Right. So it's virtual. It's you are watching someone do something that they're not doing.
Yeah, you're twice removed.
Yeah,
from reality.
You're twice removed.
It's weird.
It is.
Like, it's weird.
I wonder.
You think it started with the porn?
I think the internet porn has probably gotten everyone accustomed to the notion of, well, if I like watching that guy plow that chick, and
where does it end?
I'd love to see what this Furby looks like.
What I like. I like fucking, and I like video games.
Right.
So I like watching that guy fuck. So maybe I like video games. Maybe I like watching that guy fuck
Fortnite.
A video game. Yeah. Like, I'm just doing a math. Like, I'm used to sitting around watching other people do shit with a boner. Maybe I can just take that and I'll put it to everything.
It applies to everything.
It's kind of like, even I almost feel a little that way about like cooking shows. Like, I feel like you're not getting to eat any of that, but I get it. Maybe you're learning.
Yeah,
or
at least there's learning involved.
Whatever. Right. But where there's a lot of...
There's learning involved in watching porn.
Hanging out and watching.
Fair enough.
And a little less getting your hands either dirty or smelly, depending on what we're still on porn or are we on cooking?
Oh, both, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Same thing.
Let's do one more.
You got it. Oh, this really took everybody by surprise a couple of days ago. I think it's worth bringing up. Speaking of data and personal devices, data retrieved from a Fitbit helped San Jose police arrest a suspect in the murder of a woman named Karen Navarra, whose death police believed was staged to look like a suicide. That's how they did it. She was found with a huge cut in her neck and cuts at the top of her head with a large knife in her hand. Anthony Aiello, who's married to her mother, so is a stepfather, said he last saw his 68-year-old stepdaughter on September 8th when he delivered her a pizza and biscotti around 3 p.m. He's 90. She's 68. However, the video footage...
Trophy wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The video footage showed the 90-year-old stepfather was parked in her driveway from 312 to 333, and Navarra's Fitbit stopped registering a heartbeat at 328.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. A coroner's
investigator. I'm all for this, by the way. Yeah. Like, I'm not down with this slippery slope business where people go, okay, but be careful now, big brother. You know, next thing you know, it's a Tom Cruise movie. Yeah. I'm just like, look, if we have technology no different than when they first figured out fingerprints 150 years ago.
DNA.
And then they went to DNA. Just look, as long as you're not killing people, we're fine. Yeah. You should want
nothing
this.
To fear.
Nothing to fear.
The coroner's investigator.
And then they do this one. Like, yeah, great, but wait till they take this technology and put it into jaywalking. And next thing you know, we're all in a giant cage because you jaywalk. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think we're going that far with it. That's me.
The investigator also determined that Navarra had suffered multiple skull fractures that were inconsistent with being self-inflicted. And then Aiello was formally charged with murder with personal use of a deadly weapon, according to prosecutors.
Wait a minute. How old was he?
90. And the stepdaughter was 68.
And they killed her with blunt force trauma?
Huge cut in her neck and cuts at the top of her head.
After bringing biscotti?
Biscotti and homemade pizza.
Seems very paisans. Are these paisans? Mm. It seems very non-90. 90 is like
weird?
Poison or bullet from a single shotgun or something.
We talk about how rare it is for old people to get into fist fights. Did you talk about like the straight up murder?
That's true. With blunt force.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy. And the only reason they figured it out was because her heartbeat stopped registering at a time where he was still in the house.
Are you guys, can we just all get a chip at this point? Like, I could have gone right through the fucking Burbank airport if I had a little chip, you know what I mean? Like, again, the righteous, the taxpayers, the people that aren't out there murdering and doing shit. We don't have the non-terrorists. No. We just want to get through the fucking airport and get to the grave, right?
I do wonder when they're going to start chipping babies, because you chip kittens and puppies. When do you just chip babies and hand them back to the owner?
You chip kittens?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so if they run away, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is it, like an app on your phone or something? You can see where they go?
I don't think it's an app.
There's a registry with the city or the county
or
something.
You can call and have it figured out.
Yeah.
It's time.
Phil ran away from the shop the other day and went down the street. And, you know the person that finds the dog or does anything and then has to deliver, like, hey, if this happens again, I'm going to call the whatever. It's like, thanks, douche. Like, the guy gave up. Yeah. The guy got Phil, gave Phil back, and then gave the
sternly worded
gave the lecture.
Listen, anyone who's at home in the middle of the day who finds my dog, fuck you. You got nothing going. What'd I interrupt you from? What were you doing? Stringing beads? Like, what were you doing that was so fucking important that you're home at 12:45 on a Wednesday? Fuck you. No. Anyone's ever, by the way.
Yes, thanks for finding my dog.
Thank you. Anybody who ever does anything about, like, oh, hey, man, anyone who's home during the day when the guy comes down to cut down the tree with the chainsaw and goes, hey, man, I'm at my house. Like, fuck you. If you're at home and it's a weekday and you should be at work, it's all on you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be there.
Play your guitar too loud. It doesn't matter because you're not supposed to be home.
Right? Things must happen.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God. One day I'll tell you about all the horrible neighbors I've had. How's it going there, Dawson? Good. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. There's learning involved in watching porn.
Gina!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Last but not least, Castrol Edge. Heat, viscosity, breakdown, and rob your engine performance. The friction. Oh, the friction. Not good in the engine. Robs performance up to 10%, Castrol Edge. It's engineered with fluid titanium technology. It dump this liquid gold right in your crankcase. It's 100% synthetic. It is good for what ails you. Three times.
Three times, fool.
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It is Castrol Edge. All right, live shows coming up all over the place. Go down Corolla.com for that. Also, you can, let's see, what I do? James Carville, that's right. He's coming up at Politicon. I'm coming up at Politicon. He's going to be with... what did I do with Jamie? Oh, I got it. Sorry. I got it right here. That's right. The Modern Lives, Volume 2. It's available now on Amazon and music streaming services. You're going to Amazon. Go ahead and bookmark us and click on through. Hit Jackie Green's, JackieGreen.com. Oh, just thinking about it. Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Jackie Blue.
Mm.
Is it Jackie?
Are you familiar?
Jackie Blue. There
it is. No, he's never heard of it. well, Jackie Blue, we got a Jackie Green. There's a new Jackie color sheriff in town. His name is Jackie Green. It just jumped into my head. Go to amcorolla.com and say hi to Lynette over Corolla Drinks for your Sunday football and some endless rant. Until next time, it's Adam Corolla. For James Carville, Jackie Green, Gina Grad, and Bald Ryan, say it. Mahalo. I don't like brown.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com. Fantasy BS, hosted by Bald Brian and Sonny Carolla. Subscribe to it on Podcast One. And the World Championship of Guacamole has been postponed until this Saturday. All the same, this Saturday, October 20th. Guac-tober 20th. Go to officialwcog.com. Tickets and info on the live podcast, mega events, books, movies, and more. Go to adamcarolla.com. And stick around for AP News.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade, New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell. Starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.